With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Should farmers consider growing industrial hemp? Farmers in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington have capitalized on it. Some farmers think it's a great idea, but can't, because in many places, like Idaho, for example, industrial hemp isn't legal to grow. As far as Idaho is concerned, hemp is marijuana. What about hemp that's THC-free? Well, I spoke with Monty Stiles, who's a former U.S. attorney, about that.
State law prohibits the use, possession, distribution of marijuana in any form, and that's the same as federal law.
So you can't grow marijuana?
Cannot grow marijuana, no.
Mark Fry is trying to change that. He's a farmer in Idaho and says industrial hemp can be used for a whole slew of products, and therefore the market for farmers could be pretty lucrative.
And it's got food value, it's got fiber value, it's got medicinal value. I mean, it seems like the sky's the limit with the amount of products you can get out of it. Anytime you can have a commodity with that much versatility, you're going to have a lot of markets for it. So farmers and ranchers are like, yeah, this would be great. It's stupid to have it prohibited.
On the other hand, hemp might become legal soon in places like Idaho, where they're already re-examining their policies. In fact, Idaho will discuss it again in January during the upcoming legislative session. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.